We're in Netivot Shalom on Parsha Truma. We're in the first piece on the Parasha, page Kuf Peitet, Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham. Parshiyot HaMishkan U'Mitzvat Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham Tofsim Makom Miyuchad V'Chelek Gadol B'Torah Kedosha Yoter Mikol Shara Mitzvot HaTorah. The Parshiyot of the Mishkan and this Mitzvah Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham, make for me a Mikdash and I will dwell within it, within them. It's takes up a lot of space and a large portion of the Torah, more so than almost all of the other mitzvot in the Torah. The chamesh parshiot nityachdu b'Torah li'inyan ha-mishkan. There are five parshiot total dedicated to the Mishkan. Truma, Tetzava, to a certain extent, Kitisa, Vayakal, Pekudei. Five parshiot. Shebirubano seket b'inyan zeh, that the majority is dealing with this issue. Bechol pratei mitzvot vasuli mikdash, with all details of the mitzvah vasuli mikdash. Ba'av shahar be gufei Torah v'ikarim gedolim sheim kararim hatluyim b'shara nidrashim miyotor shel ot, meaning, and even though so much of Torah and so many important principles, tremendous principles, can be learned even out from a little part of one letter. So madua inyan mitzvat asli mikdash demra be'arichut al kol prateha uprate prateha. Why is he? Meaning, we have so many mitzvot in the Torah where it has one pasuk, it tells you what the mitzvah is, and then you have a sechet of shas to explain what that mitzvah means. Here you have, it could have just said Vasuli Mikdash, Vashachat B'Tocham, and then we could have had Masechet HaMishkan, Masechet Beit HaMikdash, whatever you want to call it, and put all of the details there, put all of the measurements there, put all of the way to make it there. But the Torah is going out of its way that on a level of a Torah Shebichtav, to write all of the details in the text, we don't see anything like this. Echasu kol chelek v'chol kli v'ech hikimu et HaMishkan, how each part of the Mishkan is built, how every single vessel of the Mishkan is to be built, how the Mishkan goes up. These things again are gone over and over again. These parshiot shelachoreis and nirek yutar. That also not only is it would be odd enough if it took four parshiot to do that, but it doesn't even take four parshiot to do that. For parshiot truma and tetzave, right? Just to clarify, just what's happening in the parshiot? Parsha truma is the command to construct the mishkan and how to construct the mishkan and its kelim. Tetzave is the command to construct the big day kahuna and how to construct the big day kahuna. And then Vayakel is the actual construction of the Mishkan, and then Bekudei is the actual construction of the Big Day Kahuna. That's a lot of time to not only take to for those issues, but then to also do it and then redo it. Just say V'chin Tasu, cut out at least two of the four parshiot. V'yish makshim yoter l'shema nichtva klal kol haparasha. There are those who even go one step further and say, "What do we this whole parsha for at all?" Hari mitzvah ze ne'egel lo. This was only relevant to that generation, and what happened. But we didn't even have a Mishkan once we built the Beit HaMikdash. So in what way is there? Why are we spending so much time learning about the Mishkan when the Mishkan it disappears? And the Torah is supposed to be eternal. Where's the eternal side of this Mishkan? We also see that for the building of the Mishkan, it says about Bezalel. It says in the pasuk, "V'amaleo to ruach Elokim," that I will fill him with the ruach of God. Bechokma bina and dat. That was what Bezalel needed. Shein madrigot agvot b'tirdis, the highest levels possible in understanding. V'chazal amru and Chazal say, "Yodea haya Bezalel etzarif otiyot shenivru b'hem shamayim v'aretz." That Bezalel knew how to string together the letters through which heavens and the earth were created with. The Torah is created. The world is created through the Torah. The Torah is comprised of letters. Baruch Shamar Vayalam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the world through speech. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, strung together the Hebrew letters to create all of reality, which is a whole shiur in and of itself, but that's what's implied here in this very statement of Chazal. And and there are other places in Chazal that say it explicitly. But Salal needed to have this kind of wisdom? Right? I mean, I know contractors sometimes can go overtime, right? But find the best contractor you can in the desert. There's not much else to do. They were all living in tents and they were surrounded by clouds, right? Everybody had a lot of free time, right? So find the best contractor. They were all building pyramids beforehand. Find a great contractor and have them go and build the Mishkan. What do you need to go ahead and find somebody who has chachma, bina, and dat, and to the extent where Chazal understand that to mean that they know how to be mitzarif the otiyot, to string together the letters through which heaven and earth were created for the Mishkan? What's the meaning of this? Why do we know all of this to build the Mishkan? The Kedusha of the Torah is just levels upon levels infinitely of Kedusha. Kedita b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Oraita kula steam vegalia kama deshmei kadisha steam vegalia begin to oraita kulu shmei to kucha brichu. And the whole Torah is the depths of the Torah are just closed off to us in the sense that there's levels that are beyond us, I think is what he's saying. And that the levels of Kedusha, I think he's saying, are beyond us. Vegalia begin to write to Kula Shmei to Kudsh Brichu. The whole essence of the Torah is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is woven throughout the entire Torah. If he's saying what I think he's saying is the Ramban brings this up in the beginning of his introduction to Chumash, that the Torah as we have it now is how it exists for Olam Hazeh. But that there are other ways to break up the Torah, and that there is a level of the Torah where if you were to break up the words, it would just be a stringing together different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's because what the Torah is, it's a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. But it's all Kedusha. Ukim Amar, HaBaal Shem Tov HaKadosh Yigotei, as the Baal Shem Tov said, Torah Tashem Tamima. The Pasuk says, Torah Tashem Tamima, that the Torah of Hashem is Tamim, is complete, is whole. So the Baal Shem says beautiful Torah on this. Shelo naga ba adam eolam. Afilu b'teva achat min haTorah lo higia achat lehavina v'amuruma ba ad atachlita. Kilu, what does it mean? So the way Baal Shem Tov understood it was, is the Torah is complete. So how do you tell me the Torah is complete? We've dug out so many depths of Torah. Look around this Beit Midrash. We have svarim upon svarim upon svarim that dig into what the Torah is. Says the Baal Shem, no. No matter how many svarim we write, no matter how much Torah we learn, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the Torah. That's how deep it is. It's infinitely deep. And therefore, Torah Tashem Tamimah, the Torah always remains whole. Because no matter how much we dive into the Torah, we haven't even begun to scratch beneath the surface. Kinei, Kol HaTorah, Hi Yishtal Shilut, Mehalamot Elyunim. The whole Torah is coming down. It's all of this trickling down process from the upper realms. Ad, next page. Ad Lemata Le'olam Asiyan, to the world that we live in. Kol HaTorah Hi Remazim Le'olamot Gavoha Mi'al Gavoha. Mehem Nishtal Shila, that the whole Torah is hinting to higher and higher realms, which again it's all drawing from, and it's all coming down through this trickle down process from these upper realms. Vita Basara Makadoshim Deish Shishim Revo Perushima Torah. The Sarah Makadoshim say that there are 600,000 understandings of the Torah. All this is in terms of how it's trickling down and moving down into the physical world, into the world that we live in, to the Olam Asiya. Milvara Madrigot Gavoa Mial Gavoa Belavot El Yonim Shekola Torahi Remez Lahem. And this is on top of all of the higher realms, which there are hints to all of these things in the upper realms of Torah. Uveoskenu baTorah alinu ladat berosh kol omek hamashmaut shel kedushat haTorah shilamala mikol musag. And when we enter into trying to learn Torah, to working to learn Torah, we have to first and foremost understand the depth of what it means that the Torah is kadosh and that it's above all understanding. That what we understand isn't ever getting to the end point of what Torah is. Ukedita beGemara, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, b'shaas she'alam Moshe lemarom amru malachei asherot lifnei haKadosh Baruch Hu chemdag nuzah ta mevakei. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah, Matan Torah, the Malachim went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, you're going to give this to people? You're going to give this to human beings? To lowly physical human beings? This lofty Torah, this expression of godliness, you're going to give to them? The Hainu, Shetanu She'ein LaTorah She'echad Olam HaTachton. Then what their argument was, there's no connection. This Torah doesn't belong in the physical world. How could you do such a thing? The Chuvat Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu answered, he said, "Haita shapirusha acharon v'mishtal shel b'Torah sheyech l'olam asiyah u'befoal u'kimolo tirtzach v'chulei." Meaning, yes, you're right. The spiritual essence of the Torah isn't shayach to this world. Isn't shayach to us as human beings. But if you take it all the way down to the trickle down effect from one level of shemayim to the next level, down, 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 until you get to the physical realm, then there is a level of Torah all the way down here that we can connect to, and that is shayach to us. Like lo tirtzach also is a literal meaning that it's usher lo aleinu to commit murder, but that relates to us in this world, and therefore we are shayach to it, and we do have a legitimate claim to be connected to Torah because it also reaches this world. But there was a havamina that we shouldn't even get the Torah because it's so lofty. How could such a spiritual thing be even in connection with something as lowly as us in the physical world? Umatzinu b'tkiyot Rosh Hashanah shzemi haninanim haraim biyoter, that we see by the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah when we blow the shofar, which is some of the highest things that there is. Uvataraka tu vrak yom tra yelachem. All it says in the Torah is that it should be a day of trua for you. Umizedarshu chazal at kol dinei tkiot. And from this we learn out all of the details of the mitzvot of the tkiot of tkiat shofar. Ve'alpi Torah Kabbalah yish bazer razin derazin gavoa mi'al gavoa. And through Torah Kabbalah we see that there, through all of this, that there are just secrets upon secrets that go higher and higher and higher into what it's all about. Meaning that there's a physical level in this world, and that we keep going back and back and digging deeper and deeper and deeper into the spiritual, supernal realms of what those mitzvot mean and what the Torah is all about. And in Bereishit we see the discussion of the death of these seven kings and the eighth king that also dies. So that on a pshat level there's no understanding of these psukim. But from every single word of the Torah we learn so many things. From these we learn secrets of creation. The seven kings that died. And all of them are hinting to the realities of the Bria. It's a consistent theme in Tivot Shalom, and it's something which is brought out in so many areas of Torah, that the parts of Torah that seem the most irrelevant, the most distant, the seemingly most superfluous, that's where a person knows, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to us, that there is buried some of the deepest secrets of all of Torah. Because there is no pshat. So if there's no pshat, then what must there be? That's where there's remes. That's where there's so. There must be this depth of Torah that's behind the surface. And that's again, it's a hint to us that we need to get into the deeper levels of what's happening there. Always in Torah. It's an incredible thing. You find the most neglected and the seemingly most irrelevant parts of Torah, that's where all the deepest secrets are hidden. Nani akudim nekudim uverdim. I had a feeling he was going to quote this. I didn't say it. He quotes this all the time. So too, by the when Yaakov Avinu, the whole parsha of Yaakov Avinu, in and of itself is odd, that he goes out and he finds Lavan and he gets married and he has children. Okay, so at least it's history of the Jewish people. But we have a whole paragraph there of how he built up commerce, of how he gets the spotted, speckled, and striped sheep. What do we care? But the Slonimers, the older generations of the Slonimers, they would get so excited by these parshiot, because inside of those parshiot, the way that it's said in the Svarim, it's how to create and destroy worlds. The secrets of how to create and destroy worlds is in that paragraph of the spotted, speckled, and striped sheep. How? Where? That's the point. It's Sitrei Torah. That's the point. Torah is infinite, and if we only get stuck on the outer layer of Torah, on the outside of Torah, we're missing the whole point. The Tipot Shalom quotes a beautiful Zohar, which really brings it out. In his introduction to Bereishit, it's very, very worthwhile to read his introduction to Bereishit. He says here, quotes a very, very powerful line from the Zohar Kadosha. He says, Amar vaila hu barnash, woe to the person, da amar da ha'oraita ata la'achza sipurin ba'alma, who just thinks that the Torah is just sipurin ba'alma. They're just stories. Tipuch ruche, says the Zohar, such a person, their life should be taken from them. And that person will have no chelik in the world to come. Such a person is a fool who only looks at the outer garment of the Torah and doesn't see the inner essence of the Torah. The Torah is not a book of stories. The Torah is not a book of history. The Torah is a book that's expressing godliness. And the things that seem most irrelevant, that seem most distant, it's because they're being covered and covered and covered again. And you have to peel back the layers of those levushim, of those external garments of the Torah, to see the essence of the Torah that's inside. And if one letter... And even one, if one word and even one letter is missing from the Torah, the Sefer Torah is puzzle, because it's all Kodesh Kadashim. It's all Kodesh Kadashim. And missing one letter is missing one piece of infinity. V'nikativ, next paragraph. V'nikativ, Naseh Adam b'tzalmenu kidmutenu. God says when he's creating man, we should make God in our image. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in Tzelem Elokim. What does that mean? Harei. Wow. I worship Tevoted. It's time to resign. It's time to retire. You've been learning long enough that you out-Rosh Hitevoted me on the Tivot Shalom. Well done. Shkoch, I've never seen that one before. Wow. Hooray. Do you want to take over? You can have it here. Wow. It's good. Shiftless is good. I feel small a little bit every once in a while. Hari Abba Borei Barach Shemo. Hari Borei Barach Shemo Eino Guf V'lo Yasigu Masiguf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't physical. And he's unable to... there's no concept of physicality by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what... meaning... reasserting the fact that I might be able to teach something. The what does it mean that he's saying that what does it mean that man was created b'tzelem Elokim? We're basar v'dam. We're human beings. In what way are we in the image of God? We are the opposite of everything that is godly. We're physical beings. We're physical finite creatures. So what does it mean that we're b'tzelem Elokim? Af ha'inyan b'zeh shehu al derech mashal. It's al derech mashal. It's a mashal. A map upon which is drawn out the entirety of the world. It's clear that, of course, there's no connection. I mean, there's a connection. It's a guide. It's a map. But there's no actual parallel between... You, if you roll out a map of the world, you're not going to really understand what it's like to hike in the Alps, right? Or to stand over the Grand Canyon by looking at a map of the world. What it's like to feel the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, to see the little sliver smaller than the size of New Jersey of Eretz Yisrael on the map. It's not going to do anything for you, right? But the one does in some way reflect the other. The map is only an example. It's only just giving you a general sense, some concept of the true reality. That a person, a human being, is like a map and an example of what actually exists in the upper realms. That are just upper and upper layers and beyond all understanding. And this is what it means when it says that we will make man in our image. That the upper lights, that the light that's the superb light up above, is ein sof. It's infinite. The kayadua sheish bechinat orota ha gugolet shem lemalam mikol asaga veod lifnei yishtalshlut. Eliora. Wait there. Meaning, kilu, that there are higher levels of light, of this eternal light, that are on the level of just the top of the head, and going down, there's a level of the eyes, there's a level of the nose, there's a level of the mouth, meaning kilu, all of these erot that are coming down farther and farther down. And so too, so we're structured in the same way. We have eyes, we have a nose, we have a mouth, that's all reflecting the different layers that are coming down, the parallel layers that exist in the upper realms. Is it that? No. Is it a reflection of that? Yes. It's like a map to what it means to really exist in those upper realms. And this is what it means when it says that we'll make man in our image. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a map in the lower realms, which is in the image of what there is up above. They're just on higher and higher and higher beyond all understanding. Tov. Everybody got the background? Let's go to the Mishkan. Could have been its own shiur, right? It's a beautiful understanding of what the Torah is. But how does that, now let's bring that in and understand, if that's all true, what does that mean in terms of the Mishkan? V'yal derech zehu gam inan ha-Mishkan. This is also true of the Mishkan itself. Di'ita b'svarim ha-Kedoshim. The Svarim ha-Kedoshim say, she'al pasuk, she'al pi Torat ha-Nistar, that according to Torat ha-Nistar, according to the hidden realms of Torah, Torat ha-Kabbalah, kol ha-Mishkan merameiz al olamot elyonim. That the whole Mishkan is hinting to the Olamot Elyonim. It's all built in the same image as the model of the upper realms. V'chol chelek v'chelek min ha-Mishkan, and every single aspect of the Mishkan, merameiz al b'china yudua, shekenegdo b'olamot elyonim. And every single detail of every aspect of the Mishkan is hinting to an aspect, a known aspect, of the upper realms. And the Mishkan is like a map of the entire upper realms, which is, as an aside, when the I always quote this because it's just an accessible source. But in the beginning of this parasha, one should see there's a beautiful introductory essay of the Malbim, where he goes through in great detail every single aspect of the way in which the Mishkan parallels the human body. It's an incredible thing. But before that, he talks about Alpini Star, and he quotes the sources, and he opens them up, and he discusses them in such a beautiful way. There's a not the regular parish of the Malbim, there's an extra underneath parish of the Malbim. He just goes on about what the Mishkan is. And he talks about how there are three things that parallel each other, which is what was said here. That there's the upper realms, the whole universe, the upper realms, the Mishkan, and a human being. And all of those things parallel each other. Right? The Mishkan is a microcosm of the entirety of the upper realms, and a human being is a microcosm of the Mishkan. And so too on the flip side. And that's why these two parts, his introduction about how a person, the previous paragraph, how a person parallels the upper realms, and the Mishkan parallels the upper realms, is because a person also parallels the Mishkan, and the Mishkan also parallels a person. All three of them are all three layers, one on top of another. It's an incredible thing. If you want to see, I'm sure he'll discuss it here a little bit, but if you want to see inside, highly recommend reading this this week. It's an incredible piece, the beginning of the Malbim on Parshat Truma. Kodesh HaKadashim, who keneged kol orot ha-gulgolet shebelot ha-yim. The Kodesh HaKadashim is the highest, the most spiritual place of the Mishkan. And therefore it's dealing with the most upper light, the upper light of the head of the that exists in the highest place of the being. And the head is the highest place in the human being. The Kodesh HaKadashim is the loftiest place in the Mishkan. And so the aspect of Gulgolet of the head is the highest place in the Olamot HaElyonim. Shem enu rashim asok klal v'afilu lahazkirat shashemot ha-kadoshim shalorot elu. We have no access to these things, bichlal. V'achar kach pe'ichal. And then we come to the heichal, to the outer chamber, right outside of the Kodesh HaKadashim. Ha-menorah. The menorah, which is lighting up the world, which is keneged the enayim, which is parallel in the human body to the eyes. Hashulchan keneged orot hapeh, the shulchan, the table in front of the kodesh, which is keneged the light of the mouth. Umizbeach haketoret lereach nichoach keneged orot hachotim, and you have the mizbeach haketoret, which is keneged the nose, keneged the sense of smell. Vehapaamonim shebemiil, who keneged orot haoznayim, and
the bells.
Thank you. The bells that were on the there's a word for it, the hem? Is that what it's called? I'm making up words with clothing I don't understand. Thank you. Okay, on the hem, on the bottom of the tunic of the Kohanim, that they're connected the ability to hear. You heard the call, you heard the voice of those bells when he went to the Kodesh. Hatzitzu keneged orot ha-meitzach, in English, I know all these things in Hebrew.
The thing
English.
That goes over here, no?
It's what?
The thing.
But it's the thing. We're all saying thing, and we're all making the same hand motion. It's not a headband. No, see, I avoid saying headband. It's not a headband.
A gold plate.
A heavy band. It's more precise.
You know, how it's the useless English translation for it.
It's going to be a headband.
No. Head plate. There we go. It's called a head plate.
It's very close.
Well, no, it's a, because it's made out of metal. It's not like they were like sweating and needed something to hold it. It has a shame kodesh on it. The head plate. Hatzitzu keneged orot ha-meitzach, that's keneged the light of the forehead and everything that the forehead represents in terms in the human body as well, in terms of what it means, that part of the body. K'moshin nechzav v'hayal mitzchot tabid, that it had to always be right there on the forehead, right in front of the brain, right on the top of the head, on the forefront of the head. Ha'az v'azara u'mizbeach ha-chitzonim keneged zayim midot ha-tachtonim. And the azara, the courtyard, and the Zbeach HaChitzon, the outer altar, that's keneged the Zayin Midot HaTachtonim, that's keneged. We spend so much time in these chavurot talking about the seven sfirot and the seven midot, chesed, gvurah, tiferet, netzachot. Everything we talked about wasn't even those yet. That's all the stuff in the Azara, and that's all he has to say about that. Kilu, like that's what we're talking about here. That's the type of kedusha that we're talking about. Meaning, the sfirot weren't even worth going through in this piece. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about with the Kodesh, with the Kodesh HaKadashim, with the Shulchan, with the Aron, with the Menorah, with the Mizbeach HaKetoret, with the Orot El Yonim. When we're talking about with the human body itself, what we are. Right? When we talked about this in the past, talk about chesed, gvura, tivera, netzach, sort of all these things, that it goes right arm, left arm, the center of the body, the spine, we're always starting underneath the head. We're never even dealing with the most lofty realms of ourself, of the Mishkan and of the universe itself. And that's all of the secrets of those things are embodied or hinted to, are contained within the discussion of the Mishkan. Mevoar bazeh. That it goes through all the details even of all of the vessels relating to the menorah and relating to the shulchan and relating to the mizbeach. And all of these again are connected, these tremendously lofty lights. And that's why it says a Bezalel. I'm going to fill him with the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechokma bina dat, with chokma bina dat inside of him. She ilu hema orotel yunimak vohim yoter, because those are the highest things that there are. Shem zakuk lehem bichdila akimata mishkan ki yadua she yeh gedumat alomotel yunim, because in order to build something which is in the image of the loftiest realms, to really reflect the most supernal spaces in all of reality, that requires a level of knowledge of chokma bina dat. And that's why Bezalel also needed to know how to string together the letters through which heaven and earth were created. Because without this, he couldn't have made the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan, we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through speech, through the Torah, through letters. And a microcosm of all of reality is the Mishkan. And so Bezalel had to know how to create a world, how to create the world, and create a microcosm of that world in the Mishkan. And then he says what we quoted before. Kmo shekatuv al zeh b'tanchumas, that Tanchuma says, l'lamdecha, to teach us, sha'mishkan shakul keneged kol ha'olam, u'keneged tzirat ha'adam sh'olam katan. Like exactly like I said, the three things parallel each other. There's the Mishkan, the whole universe, and man. All three always parallel each other. It comes from Medrash. It's quoted in many other places also. But you could even see inside the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshat Pekudei. Tov. Miyal pizeh, nimsa ki af she'ein lanu musag, Lishar eze chelak haTorah yoter gvoah, ach bevaday shemitzvat vasuli mikdash v'shachanti petolcham misodot haTorah vayehudut. That even though we may not understand exactly in what way how we get to this, and we have to spend the time to figure it out, the mitzvah vasuli mikdash v'shachanti petolcham is from the most foundational aspects of Torah and Judaism. Shari tachlita Torah, next page. Shari tachlita Torah, ki uvotit bach. The whole goal of the Torah is to reach a level of uvotit bach, of being completely connected to, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkena parshiot ha'elu, these parshiot, shel ha'mishkan, shehu mapavit siyor shel ha'olamot ha'lyunim, which is a map and an image of the upper realms, heim chelak ha'Torah gvah biyoter, some of the loftiest parts of Torah. Be'oto ha'karov biyoter la tachlit shel uvotit bach, which are the closest to this concept of uvotit bach, shel dizev asli mikdash v'chanti petocham, betoch. This is allowing us to create a reality where inside of us is this Mishkan, and to understand who we are and to bring us closer to the deepest levels of ourself, the most spiritual aspects of ourself, and bring us closer to a reality of being close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vita Pesvar Makadoshim Vior Inana Mishkan, and the Svar Makadoshim say with regards to the Mishkan, the Tachlit Ratzon Hashem, who came. Ma'amram Zal, that the goal of Ratzon Hashem, as Chazal say, and the Netivot Shalom quotes this all the time, Nitzava Karash Baruch Hu liyot lo dira b'tachtonim, that a Karash Baruch Hu desires to have a place to reside in the lower realms, in the physical world, in this world. Ve'eich titzachin mitziyut kazot shakarash Baruch Hu yishkon b'tachtonim. How can you have such a reality where a Karash Baruch Hu is dwelling in the lower realms? What does that even mean? Lachin horida Karash Baruch Hu lemato olam hazeh orot me'alamot el yunim. A Karash Baruch Hu therefore brings down the light of the upper realms into this world. Shal yideizen iya mishkan ra'oi lihiyot dira lo yitpar. Because through that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's proper for him to be able to dwell here. Meaning, the Mishkan is ki'ilu, like it's embedding some of that supernal light in the physical world, which then allows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and manifest his presence more overtly in the physical realm. Ukimvoar, shekol ha'pratim u'pratei ha'pratim shel ha'mishkan, shatorah ma'arichah bahem. Hinam razin derazin misodot abriya, that all every single detail and aspect of the Mishkan that it goes on and on about, it's all secrets upon secrets of the bria itself, of reality itself. Sharida Kadosh Baruch Hu lulam hazeh orot elyonim Mikishono shel olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing into this world tremendous light of what the world is into our world. And Bezalel knew how to string together the letters through which the world itself was created. Ki levanim mishkan hayut shvichim lifol ulehamshich et asodot shel abriah shamayim va'aretz, because the Mishkan had to draw into it all of the realities that are contained within the shamayim va'aretz. Vod yesh binyan mishkan, and so too in the sense of the Mishkan, shekulo moreh al darchei avodat Hashem, it's also teaching us about the ways of avodat Hashem. Shekol darchei ha'avodah shel ha'adam v'chol ramachei v'rav v'shisa gidav nichalim bo mishkan, every aspect of avodat Hashem in all aspects of our being, and our marachei v'rim and our shisagidim, they're all contained within the Mishkan. Kol prat Mishkan hu derech avoda lechilek echad ba'adam. Every aspect of the Mishkan is one aspect of avodat Hashem inside of a person. Va'afki omnam eninu yudoim et kol hakavanot hatzmonim ba'Mishkan. Even if we don't necessarily, whether we don't know bichlal or whether we've yet to learn all of this, the intentions that are buried in every single aspect of the Mishkan. Ma'aminim anu bazeh v'munash liyama, this is part of our emunah, this is what's contained within the Mishkan. U'le'or zeh, harei kol pratei ha-pratim, shekadva Torah b'maaseh ha-mishkan, all of the details that the Torah tells us about how the Mishkan was built, heim Torah shlema, it's all pure Torah. V'zeh shericha Torah kadosha b'inan ha-mishkan, and that's why the Torah goes on and on about the Mishkan. Lehorot shetmunim kavanot elyonim b'chol prat shel ha-mishkan, to show us that buried within this are all of these lofty levels of the Mishkan, b'chol teva shenemrakan. V'hareishu b'parshiyot elu shel hakamat ha-mishkan, he mikar ha-Torah, this is the ikar of the Torah itself, ki bahem mitkayim ratzon ha-elyon, shindaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiteh lo dira b'tachtin, because this is what allows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a place to dwell within this world. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to transform this world and allow for us, and for us to create a reality where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell even within this world. For us to make that space, for us to create that space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell within this world. Because this can only be achieved through the Mishkan itself. Last paragraph for today. And even though this is relating to the level of bimuflami meka loti drash, that which is beyond you, don't try to understand. That there are certain aspects of Torah which are beyond us. There are certain aspects of reality which are beyond us, which do touch upon the infinite. And even though that's true, achanogia bazel levodat ishu dihu emuna. What is for sure regarding the Mishkan that relates to us is emuna. That with every single word and every single letter in the Torah about the Mishkan, Miromzim Orot Me'alamot El Yunim is hinting to the tremendous light that's coming up from on high, Agavo Me'al Gavoa, Amishtal Shalim Ad Lemata Be'olam Asiyah, that goes all the way down into the physical world, Shumeinyan Olamot El Yunim Lefi Ashayach Lemata, V'kasher Yudi Lomed Torah, when a person learns Torah, U'ma'amin Be'munash Leman, believes with complete Amunash Be'kedushata Arein Sof, in the Kedusha of the Torah that has no end, Mamshich Al Atzmo Ata'orot Me'alamot El Yunim B'mash Ashayach Ilav. Kilo, even if a person doesn't understand, how is this infinite? How is this relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is this containing the secrets of all of reality? When I go in and I open up the Chumash and Parshat Truma, and I just understand the Pshat, and I understand exactly the dimensions of how the Kruvim were carved out, and how the Aron was made, and how the Shulchan was built, and how the menorah was designed, by having that emuna that I'm touching the infinite is coming into contact with me. The infinite is touching me as well. Coming in with that emuna, Kal v'chomer, we go into deeper levels and read the Rishonim, and we read the Achronim, and we read the Mefarshim, and we read Chazal, and we go in and we get to the point in life, we read the Sitrei Torah on it. More and more, but even just through the emuna that it's there, we're drawing it in, and then we're increasing that light that comes into our lives as we go deeper and deeper to try to understand what we can, knowing that there's more there. The emuna that we have, that we're reading, that we're touching the infinite, that brings the infinite into our lives. Because it's one of the foundations of emuna that a Jew has to have, a clarity of emuna in the kedusha of the Torah. And all of the 600,000 letters of the Torah, every single one, it carries light from the upper realms. Same quote from the Zohar from the beginning that I didn't totally understand. That it's all drawing down all of these supernal things. That it's all relating to these tremendous secrets from on high. Begin to write to Kulash Mata Kudish Brichu. וכדאיתא שבפסוק ותמנה הייתה פילגש אליפז בן עשיו ישנם ייחודים כמו בפסוק שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד. That to recognize, and this is not the Nitzivot Shalom saying this. He's quoting the Rambam. He's quoting the Rambam. He's quoting Maimonides. Because it's all one Torah. You want to pretend that it's not, but it's all one Torah. That a Jew has to believe that when they're reading the words Pilegesh le'Eliphaz ben Esav, that Hayta Pilegesh le'Eliphaz ben Esav, that Eliphaz ben Esav had a Pilegesh that has the same Yichudim and the same depth and the same infinite nature as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Oto Davar. It's an incredible thing. And that's the emunah that we have to have. That's what the Rambam emphasizes there by the, I think it's in the area where he talks about the 13 yisodot of emunah. I think so. But I've seen it inside in the Rambam before. It's an incredible thing when he says it. He expands on that.
So you're saying they're equal in greatness?
They're equal in it. They're both infinites. Infinity equals infinity. Infinite spirituality equals infinite spirituality. From where we stand, one is a declaration of emunah in this world. And so at least three times a day, right? So for men, for sure, you all are encouraged by the Shulchan Aruch to opt in if you want to, right? Is to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So by us, we put more focus on that because in our world, that's what we're relating to. But in the Emes of Torah, it's all infinite. In the Emes of Torah, it's all Kadosh. In the Emes of Torah, it's all spirituality. And that's how we need to come into those psukim and how we need to come to engage Torah. V'chola b'riyami alamot el yidim gavoa mi'agavoa ad lamata lamata. Hakol mi'ramaz batzora. Everything is hinted to in the Torah. Deleka midit delo remiza batzora, because there's nothing that's not hinted to in the Torah. Oh, one last paragraph. V'alpizei shalom amar chazal, and therefore chazal say, kol ha'osik batzorah, anybody who's osik in Torah, olek ilu hikriv ola. It's like they brought a korban before Hashem. Shumitoch she'osik b'Torah, that through being osik in the Torah itself, oleu ma'amin bebihirut ha'arat ha'kudashat v'tikunei ha'korban tunim b'teivot ha'Torah kedosha. That when a person is osik in the Torah and brings out this light in kedusha, like that's hidden within the Torah itself, meaning kilu, the light that I bring out when I learn Torah with emunah, and I say, and I recognize, even if I don't see it, even if I don't understand where it's there, I have emunah that there's that light within the Torah. I then bring out that light and bring it as a korban before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how I can bring a korban. That's how I bring a korban before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We parshiot elu shel maaseh mishkan, and through these parshiot of maaseh mishkan, sarich yudi lamshich emunah. A person needs to draw down their own emunah. That the Torah goes back and repeats all of the details of the Mishkan. Because in all of the kelim, in all of the vessels of the Mishkan, there are so many deep lights that are in there. And it's all in the image of the upper realms. And through that he's able to bring down all of the light that's hidden within it. Tov. What we take out from this, and in this piece, and there's a lot of pieces on Parsha Truma Tetzave, Vayakob Akude, his introductory piece was however far we're going to go, we're never going to get to the end. And that's with all of Torah itself. And he's emphasizing here for us that when we come to learn Torah Shebichtav, when we come to learn the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, to recognize that it's mamash touching the infinite. And even the things that seem the most distant from us, and even the things that seem most disconnected from us, it's all kulo ruchnius. It's all kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all kulo infinite spirituality. So we need to understand it. We need to come into it, and whether we understand it or not, come to it with that emunah. By knowing that, to fight for it, to be osik in it, to understand the pshat, to understand the drash, to understand the remez, to understand the sod, and to try to get to deeper and deeper levels of the infinity of what the Torah has to offer. And in these parshot of the Mishkan, the doors that we're standing in front of are the doors to being able to enter the essence of what it means to understand the secrets of the universe itself, the secrets of humanity itself, what it means to be a person that's built in the image of the universe, and what it means to have to for the universe and the human being itself to be created in a way where it's all designed for Avodas Hashem. Because that's what the Mishkan is. It's pure Avodas Hashem. That's where the Avodah happens. And that it's all created in a way to have the capacity for Hashrat HaShchinah. The universe can have Hashrat HaShchinah. The Mishkan is Hashrat HaShchinah in this world. And we are meant to be a place of Hashrat HaShchinah. And through going deeper and deeper into that and coming with the Emunah into these Parshiot, we can blow open the doors of our understandings of reality, of the self, of Avodat Hashem, and of what it means to complete the goal of reality itself, which is to create for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Dirah B'Tachtonim, a place to live in the lower realms through the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash Bezrat Hashem Mehera B'Yameinu, and through making ourselves into people who have Hashriyat HaShchina within us. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zilchat to have that clarity, to see that within the Torah itself, to have the time and the energy and the insight to be able to see that these parshiyot. And again, through the learning of these parshiyot, b'emunah shleimah, and understanding them with the birut of emunah, that we should be able to see the actualization again of the rebuilding of the continuation of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Mishkan in the Beit HaMikdash, b'mehirah b'yameinu. Shkoach, everybody.